Hello and welcome to Are You Going to Be Okay? A mental health podcast by Chris Baker. In 2018, I was diagnosed with bipolar 2. I was also told I had hypomania, PTSD, and a fear-based personality. Before this, I had been medicated for ADD for years. And unfortunately, that diagnosis was not correct. However, fortunately, I was intercepted by a social worker named Geraldine Lundquist. After a series of unfortunate events, led me to seek clinical help. It was with Geraldine's help that I was able to get a proper diagnosis and a proper psychiatric referral. This podcast is to document something. A couple of things, really. The first is to document my mania, specifically. I take my medicine in the evening. I take Latuda, 60 milligrams, every night before I go to bed. If I take it in the morning, I end up getting really nauseous and sick and sometimes throwing up. So, I take it in the evening. However, there is a little bit of a period of time where I am manic in between when my medicine wears off and when it kicks in. It takes about 30 minutes. In this mania, in this particular time period, I come up with a lot of my ideas. I ponder the universe. My mind kind of goes racing, if you will. Mania for me isn't exactly the fearless, you know, shoot me out of a cannon over the Grand Canyon without a helmet type of mania. It's more so the mania that has to do with feeling like I can ponder anything at any given moment and going full head on into the rabbit hole. It's where I get investigative, where I could Google stuff for 30 minutes and really dig into the research of the world, or it could be just something about life. I could spend an entire 30 minutes worrying about something that I can't control. Or I can spend 30 minutes worrying about the current political climate, the current state of the world. Sometimes I think about the Amazon burning. Other times I think about finding love someday. The message typically varies. It's never set in stone. So with this podcast, I would like to, firstly, identify what it sounds like when somebody has mania. Sometimes it might sound like a normal person talking. And other times it might sound like somebody who is very sporadic and very rambunctious talking. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like each episode. But tonight, I would like to go over a little bit with, since I've shared with you what is exactly going on with me, I would love to elaborate a little bit on what I feel and what I do. So since I got diagnosed, I've been feeling pretty well. It took me a couple of tries to get the right medicine, but I kept on communicating with my doctor and my therapist and working with them to find the most appropriate. It's kind of like an algorithm, to be honest with you. It's never like one part. It's not even about the right medicine. So a firm belief that I have with psychiatric medicine is if you're on a mood altering or a mood stabilizing substance, you should be pairing it with therapy. Some people say that therapy doesn't work for them. I think that just some people can't handle an objective viewpoint, to be perfectly honest. That's what I get every time I hear somebody says therapy doesn't work for me. And then I always counter with, well, have you found the right therapist? Same with doctors. People will complain to me about how their doctor prescribed them a medicine they didn't want to be prescribed. And, you know, you're the holder of the insurance and you're the payer of the copay. And, you know, the doctor, of course, is watching out for your best interest. But did you challenge that verdict at all? That was my biggest mistake. It took me walking away to challenge my physician's selection of medicine. I was on, before this, I was actually on Adderall, Adderall XR. It was a 20 milligram dosage, I think, twice a day. And according to many people, it made me very irritable, made me very sporadic, and probably didn't help the fact that I was manic. It made me very anxious. It was not a good fit, and it wasn't a good fit for about a year. So, I guess the lesson I have for you is, if you're listening to this podcast and you are yourself struggling with something mental health related, I wanted to give you my two cents in that regard. How has it affected relationships? That's something I always get asked. How has it affected your relationships? I'm not gonna lie. I've destroyed many friendships because of being manic, in a manic state, making decisions, sometimes not taking my medicine because I don't really feel like feeling so balanced. There are days where I need the energy and I risk it. Yeah. There are days where I mess up. The thing that is hard, and I always use this analogy for any mental health concern, it's kind of like having a child in Walmart having a mental health disorder. That child might knock down tons of products, might mess up tons of clothes, might run rampant around the store. As a parent of that child, you can't always control what that child does. However, unfortunately, you are 100% responsible for the damages. It's the hardest lesson I ever had to learn. One would think that somebody simply knowing that I have bipolar disorder would allow them to see me in a different lens, perhaps maybe a more merciful lens when I messed up. On the other hand, perhaps it's better that way. That even though I struggle, I'm still held accountable. To me, I kind of found it as a blessing, because I did get much of the latter situation, but I felt like it instilled in me the drive to continue to find my answers, because I still just didn't feel right. It's amazing too, because, you know, I've seen so much of my family struggle with mental health, and then I never thought it would happen to me, and here I am. When I was being diagnosed, I got referred by Geraldine Lundquist, my LCSW, and along with my primary care doctor, to a psychiatric professional named Janita Artis. Dr. Artis was, I did some research, of course, and she was very accredited, very well renowned. She had been affiliated with one of the major hospitals in the Oklahoma City metropolitan area. I decided to give her a shot. Dr. Artis actually had me come in for a couple of different visits before we started me on Latuda. She said, "We're going to test you for ADD because that's what you've been being medicated for, but we're also going to test you for bipolar, and we're going to see how the tests pan out. We're going to see how many markers you have." It's so funny because up until that point, I was really struggling to keep the swirling vortex of emotions inside of my head kind of quiet while I governed my day-to-day life. It was so weird not having any control, and then in that one instance when I started to take that test, I started to immediately feel like I was in control again. It's often talked about in other forms of content that I produce, that I do like control. It is one of my Achilles heels, and it's something that I'm always fighting with, a certain part of myself, trying to relinquish control over the things I have no control over. But in this moment, I took these tests, and sure enough, I was not ADD enough to be ADD. My markers didn't match up, but I was almost completely on the bipolar spectrum. So she said to me, most likely what's happened here is that your mania has been mistaken for ADD. You've done a really good job of adjusting to this psychosis, and we're going to go ahead and medicate you for bipolar disorder. And that was the start of the journey. So these episodes, each time I'm going to talk about a topic. Tonight was the introduction to my podcast. One last thing I would like to address is why I named it what I did. So my therapist currently in the city of Austin has given me many different tools to combat my day-to-day struggles. And one of which is a series of checks that I have to check off before I decide to act on an emotion or face a certain situation. And the main question I've always been asked to ask by her, the first check is, are you going to be okay? Ask yourself that. What that question does is it almost immediately to me engages my amygdala, my fight, flight, or freeze part of my brain in the most conscious and subconscious way all at once, because it forces me to self-examine in that moment, take a moment, run down the list of things, and determine whether or not I truly am going to be okay, even if things do not work out the way that I want them to. And I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is almost always yes for me, thankfully. And most of the time, it is. There will be several times throughout your life where it won't be. But, and maybe there won't be. You know, maybe you'll always be okay and then you'll die in your sleep one day. Who knows? Fate is funny that way. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I would have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and I would have moved to another city, fully medicated and feeling great, I would have laughed at you. So these episodes, to conclude, will be about 15 minutes long if it's just me talking. We'll air them about once a week, maybe a little bit more depending upon the frequency and what feedback I get. And after that, we will start having guests on after we start getting some listeners. But I really do appreciate anyone who decides to listen to this. I turn 29 next Saturday, and I'm so excited because my lucky number's 9, and I just have a good feeling about this year. If it's anything like 28, and 28 was magical, so I'm hoping it'll be like 28 because or better. But one of my goals was to start a podcast and return to social media, but return on my terms. I feel I've done so pretty well. There's still times where I have to disengage. I don't keep Facebook on my phone anymore. I'll just put it that way. But I keep Messenger on there just in case, because some people do like to use that over texting. But yeah, this is kind of a dream come true for me. So I want to thank all of you, each and every one of you, for listening to tonight's episode. We will be doing another episode this week. I will announce it as soon as I'm able to, and it'll post on all major platforms. And we will be focused on a new topic each time. We're going to discuss something, but it's going to be while I'm manic, and we'll see what we come up with. If you have any suggestions, please feel free to reach out to me via social media or Messenger, and my link is in my bio of this podcast. Thank you so much. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your evening. Get some rest. And until next time, pleasant dreams.